I prefer tea bags.
Wow.
Okay.
All right, we're back.
Yay.
What?
Whoop. Everybody's conscious and alive.
Wait, he's conscious now?
Yep. He smacked him with his thing twice.
Oh, yeah.
And he's conscious.
He's throwing his staff around at people.
I mushroom stamped him twice.
I mean, I put my staff on people and they get all weird about it.
I prefer tea bags.
Wow.
Okay.
Scar?
And that is recorded.
Here you go, man.
So all much right. I thought you were very
we'll wait till Cap.
Particular about what you said on
that. I was back on.
Yeah, we'll pretend you didn't know it was for recording.
Lipton.
Lipton tea bags.
Oh, okay.
That's my last name, Lipton. You know that, right?
Pleasure, Lipton.
It's my middle name.
All right, so you got the people back conscious again. Now what's happening?
I stand up. Congratulations.
So I'm holding my...
Puff. Yeah.
I'm holding my breath and going back into the room.
Okay.
I'm just going back in the room.
Yeah, the stuff is clear, all right, basically.
So. Let's go. I'll stay
is
in.
That a, is that a grate?
Yeah, it's okay.
No, I just put that to show where the map was.
Okay.
It's the same.
Turn back. No, that one's better. That one's better.
The other one's like a big scary. Hole in the ground. The green
yeah, Ren flipped it over. It's like, no, the other side is scary. Please, put it back. All right.
So are we going in then?
So there's something missing. From the map.
You're going in?
Things that look like they mark in, yeah.
Yep,
in
like
all eight of the cities?
I'm hovering.
Yes.
What are the shapes?
There are also circular? Skeletal you're remains hovering? Lying on the ground with bags beside them.
No.
Okay, well.
You
want to
check the
skeletal
remains for traps?
Sure.
Hovering.
There we go.
What?
He's hovering. Can
really
you even
hover?
You have to have a better flight skill than that, don't you?
I can fly.
I don't know how fit edition works on the flights.
That's a good question.
Let's find out.
Probably want to look in the monster.
What
are
the shapes?
I think
what are the shapes?
Not all birds can hover.
On the map.
You mean where the things are missing?
Yeah.
Disc shaped.
Hummingbirds are the only bird that can hover.
What shapes were the
birds? My mother was a hummingbird.
They were not disc shaped.
That's based off of wind, though.
14.
It's not really
are you going in
what 14 for?
Traps, this is.
Wait, hold on. I have some guidance.
I'm not going in yet.
Okay, what is my guidance?
Coop,
yeah.
You don't see any other traps
I'm
other than
the map.
16.
You don't see any traps other than the one you found.
Yeah, it's not
in here. Athne, are you going in the room?
Yeah.
So this map doesn't look like anything that we've ever that
yeah,
I've
it's the map of the continents you live in. It's just the during the High Orc Empire, and it features the High Orc cities.
Have I seen this type of map in books or something before?
Probably, yeah.
I just want to make sure it wasn't something I've never seen, because then I was supposed to sketch it.
The skeletal remains have leather bags that are in tight.
I
bet
I'm
you
my
the
last
bags
name.
Have the whatever is supposed to be in there. It, so they
it was,
so
that's what I'm thinking. It was Blackwing because I was the symbol from
can
the,
I go
the dude that did the
bag.
Okay,
it was Frasier Blackwing.
And check for traps before I search.
What?
Your
name's Frasier now.
Yeah, it's Frasier.
Yes, you can check the bags, yes.
That's because I fell out.
The
Algo Frasier.
Come on.
Not the first
turn
time
on.
I went back from. It's not so bad.
So demanding.
Investigation. Don't die. I died.
What?
I died.
Were you looking
for investigation, Sherlock?
Were you looking for traps?
Roll yeah. A natural one.
Yeah. She didn't even know there's a bag there anymore.
What bag?
I rolled a one.
You don't see any traps.
No traps. Alright, I'm going to look in the bag then.
There are 8 gold discs.
Yep. And we have to put them in the right spots.
Did I say, do they have any
or in the right order.
Writing on them or anything?
They have the names of the cities on them.
This seems like something a scholar would know.
We only had one of those.
Where are we going to find one at this hour?
I sleep with one. What?
Well, I'm not an orcish history scholar. I can try.
Well, why don't you try? Whiny little bitch.
I'm putting them in the wrong order.
I'm glad I'm still outside.
Put this one there. Yeah, no, 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 not there. There. I'm sorry. I'm going to make a history roll.
You're doing it on purpose.
Joseph's wagging his
leg. Stop playing with my spider legs.
I'll give myself guidance. I think you have to give me the guidance.
Yeah, maybe I'll take your points.
I don't know. You can always say a little prayer to your God.
I don't give me guidance.
Because that's what guidance is, anyway.
They gave me 2, say 16, a little prayer and 8, 24.
And what do you want to know?
Where this disc goes.
Well, you can figure out. You can figure out which city is where. Yes.
Okay. But so I put them in place.
No.
You probably have to put. Do you have to put them in a certain order, like when they were founded, maybe?
Or do maybe they were. Just
is
in
there
the...
any kind of a lever?
They do fit. Yes.
Is there any kind of a lever or a button or anything that we have?
Button. Who's got the button?
Let's just start pressing stuff.
No.
That's just
not.
It's not.
That's the school of Scar, okay?
Hey, I'm saying this from outside the room.
You've been dealing with dragons again, haven't you?
Hey, you know that dragon stuff is good.
Yeah, wow.
It is.
Pretty tasty from what I remember.
Oh, good grief. All
right.
No
so
buttons, no nothing.
Don't see any buttons or levers.
Let's try putting them back in the order that they were founded, maybe? Or conquered?
Or let me see if I know that.
Yeah.
I'll make a history roll.
Okay.
You
take 2 points extra.
Would you know that history? It happened outside of...
It's just general
history. I might, because... I mean, what else are the elves going to be studying? Other than what's going on... How else will 29. We know when to show ourselves
they were
back
spying
in the
on
world?
Us.
Okay. True. Yeah, you can figure out with a 29 what level, what order
Ooh.
They were founded in.
Ooh. Math.
Apparently she also knows.
Math. I don't math.
What'd you get at? What'd you roll?
18.
Now, what's your history?
6.
This is 26. Because I gave you 2.
Oh, 26.
Okay. Yeah, you both figure it out.
Yay.
So we'll try putting them in that order.
Doesn't do anything.
Press them.
Didn't when they anything. Pulled them back out, did anything happen?
Nope.
Okay.
Hey, do we need to sacrifice somebody?
A bunch of people did that and they died. So.
Do what?
Do we need to sacrifice something?
Are you volunteering?
No.
Was there anything
I'm a
else
priest.
In the
I can do the sacrifice. No. You just have to come in here.
What if we say the names of the city is in Orcish?
There's no rabbits around the sacrifice.
I'll say the names of the cities out loud in Orcish as we place them.
He's ignoring me on purpose.
Nothing happens. Who?
Yeah, he's
sorry, what? No. Wasn't on purpose.
I said there's no rabbits around the sacrifice.
The rabbit is not the sacrifice.
The next person through the portal is the sacrifice.
There's nothing written on anything on the walls.
Nope.
Language.
So what's up with the 4 things in the corners?
Oh yeah, so there's 4 statues.
There's 4 cyclops.
They're just giving light.
He has a thing with cyclopses.
Well, cyclopses were kind of like the muscle of the orc empire. Work,
yes.
They're like their bodyguards and stuff.
Maybe he had a love affair with the
cyclops. Cyclopses are kind of a lame screw, I'm just saying.
Just because you don't like how they go,
you
are, doesn't mean he didn't.
You two have both. There, you two each have history.
Mm-hmm.
I do too.
Do a history roll.
Can I give myself guidance?
I don't know. Can you give yourself guidance, or somebody else have to give it to you?
It's literally, it's like a priest blessing the water. I mean, it's the same thing.
Extra.
Give it to her because I rolled a 2.
22.
Yeah, no, I.
I had 11.
I fell asleep that day.
No.
Oh, come on.
Neither one of those good enough.
I can roll for history because I've got history as well.
Face isn't good enough.
I've been told that before.
Wow.
I'll roll for history.
All right.
8, 12.
You're the weakest link. You're not good enough either.
No, I was the weakest link.
Scott?
Anybody else want to try history?
No, because even if I roll a 20, it's not going to be high enough.
I don't know. 18?
Nope.
So I'll do it.
Because you can't crit a knowledge check, so there's no point in me.
We'll make up some gibberish.
Make it like a high, like a honey honey.
Is there anything else in this room? Any words this written on the map anywhere?
Nope.
Anything it's under the map? Like on a table?
Right. No, the map is on the floor.
Yeah.
At will.
No, at will.
Has anybody checked the statues? If there's anything written on the statues?
Okay, so if we put them in order, let's go ahead and cover up the statue's eyes.
Take magic at will.
I don't want to touch them.
What would that would be if you're firing it?
Well, they're not going to be shining light. And maybe if those things are in the darkness, maybe.
Okay.
Then we can cast magic missile at them. Yeah, darkness.
Are there any girls there?
There are.
We can always destroy the statues.
So you're covering up all the statues' eyes.
Yes.
Yeah, nothing happens.
It's dark.
It's a pretty boring room, actually.
Is there a door?
Is there a door in
here? No, there is not.
Was there another door in the last room?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Why are we even...
Well, there's a hallway.
Right? Yes. Hallway going in the other direction.
I don't know. I was just looking around. I figured you guys wanted to stay.
All right. Well, we'll leave the things.
I forgot about the other door.
Is there anything special about the bags that the dude had these in? Yep. Anything else?
There was just the
yes.
little things in them.
Are you taking the discs
yes,
with you?
Yes, we're taking the discs. I'm taking the discs.
I couldn't find a post where I put
the Cyclops is going to come alive somewhere.
So you're taking the discs? Okay.
Or we need for a trap later on or something.
Okay.
They were obviously taken out for a reason, and they didn't do anything being in there, so...
Except that the dungeon was reset. So they were purposely in that bag.
Maybe they died in this room.
Maybe it only partially resets.
I don't think it does. Because the bones and everything were a trap.
Yeah.
So I don't think there is an impartial. So those discs were in that bag for a reason.
All right, well, keep them in that same bag then.
Okay.
I'm starting to think we need to leave them in that map.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think maybe
yeah.
that unlocked a trap further down?
I think so.
Okay, that's fine. There's no other reason to take them with us,
yeah,
I guess.
Exactly.
And we know where they are if we
other
need to
than
get
their
them.
Gold.
Oh, cheers.
So you put the discs back in the circles?
Yes.
I need gold.
Okay.
And then leave.
In the correct order. As Mark knows.
Okay, are we all leaving?
Yes, we are all leaving. La 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 la.
If anyone happened to look in the other direction toward the hallway before you went down there, it opened up into a big crevice. But now the floor is solid.
Like what?
So there's a so the hallway that extends off of this room.
We made a bridge.
Yes.
Now has a
solid floor. It did not before, but nobody went and looked. I don't
nobody
think.
Nobody noticed.
there's a floor
no,
there.
No, I'm confused as to what happened.
So we don't.
I never went.
Nothing. Nothing happened.
Nothing happened. As far as we know,
we are unaware
because we did not pay attention to that shit.
Nope.
At all.
Okay, nothing happened. Got it.
I never left the hallway, so I'm just sitting back here yelling.
Okay, if you were all the way at the end of the hallway, you probably heard it slide back into place.
Yeah. I just ignored it.
You just ignored it and you didn't tell anyone that shit happened?
The guy that keeps noticing shit and doesn't mention anything.
Okay, now I'll mention something. Hey, guys.
What?
Something crashed back there.
What?
Something crashed.
What crashed?
None of those.
There's a walkway now out the other door.
What door?
There's a walkway there.
I don't know. Might have been.
Might have been. I didn't remember to look in there.
There was a big hole there at first. Now there's a walkway.
So I did unlock
so you
a
fixed
trap.
It. You fixed the hole.
Thanks.
Cool.
Good job.
Are we all going?
Could be true.
There's like floor here still, right?
Yes.
I like to plug holes.
I was trying. I was.
I was wondering if somebody was going
to
say
something. I was really going to leave that alone.
I was this close to say Bart's good at plugging holes.
I try.
Yeah.
Yep. Norm Darvish is
60 feet.
Okay, where's the other door?
Directly across from the other one.
Okay.
Is there a hallway there, too?
No, he is. Oh, I know.
Yep.
That's where the...
And then there's a door at the end that is closed.
Hey, guys, there's a floor. Look.
There's a what?
There's a walkway now.
See?
They didn't know there ever was not
one.
Yeah, there's also a floor in this room, too.
Look. That's a ceiling.
We're good at
these
this.
These are walls.
Man, we are good at this. What else? What else?
I win.
Men are a bunch of assholes.
We didn't know there wasn't not one there. The way this party is.
That's right.
I know there. Usually it's me though. I'm being nice tonight.
Are you just unfinished?
Yeah, I'm just unfinished. I'm a work in progress.
You're very white.
Very white.
All right. She said wet.
I said white.
He is very white.
White.
Very white.
He is very white. We just don't like to talk about it.
The base miniature color is white. So.
He does have a beard that's colored.
He does have a beard. Shut up.
He's a snow dwarf.
All right, there's a stone door at the end of that hallway.
Hey, who's going to go check out the door?
Oh. I'll check the traps.
We'll go. I nominate one of those.
I'll help him.
I'm going to stay back here this time.
You going to stay back here with me?
Okay. Oh, plus two, Christy.
Okay, what?
Plus two.
And plus two for you.
Okay.
You want to use one of mine?
Eight.
Let me put...
You're not even trying, man.
So I made both of y'all.
I'm still ill-affected by the other stuff.
Yeah, I'm right behind her. Eight. Back to be.
And I had a plus what?
Two.
Two.
So I have a 16.
And what are you doing? Checking the traps on the door?
I'm going to stay at the back of the... near the door, but I'm not in there yet.
You don't find a trap? There is
there's
arcane writing on the door.
Ah.
I need someone to read magic.
Element of knowledge. Bart, read the door.
I'm eating jerky.
Well, you can read. You can read while you read while you eat. To be fair. Oh, this is interesting.
Can I read it?
You can't read while you eat, but you can steal.
Can
an
you read arcane writing?
You're eating jerky when you stole my
airship. I hope so. I'm a wizard.
Okay.
I can.
I'm a sorcerer. Can I read arcane?
It is, summons and binds devils.
Are any of you secretly devils?
Are we sure there's not another door we need to go through? Because this one right here, I think, is keeping a devil behind it.
Hey, hey. I'm going to go back and remove the tiles.
Alignment ship.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
While
we're standing on
it, I'm so glad I stayed in that room.
You vote for alignment ship.
No, there's no voting there.
Yeah.
He went to chaotic dickhead.
He was about to say the exact same thing.
I'm kidding. That thought just bumped my head. It's like
the writing says that this door is for summoning and binding devils and demons.
So there's a demon inside here.
No, this door says for summoning and binding demons. Doesn't say there's one back there.
Could just be a room where
could be
you
just
would do it.
Yeah.
Let's go in.
I
you
step
go first.
Back and out of the way.
You go first. Mister, I'm going to stand at the back and let everybody else die. Back
I like where I'm at.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Put me to the front. I'll go in.
You're not going in front.
I'll
take it.
I'm going in with you then.
All right.
Somebody opening the door?
Yeah, me and...
The reptiles are opening the door.
There are the reptiles. Actually two creatures in there.
Are you entering the room?
Are we going in?
Yes.
Yeah, we're in.
Well, wait. Don't go in until I tell you what's in there.
Okay, we're not in there
Put that right beside the other one. One of them looks like this.
Aha.
Oh.
Wait. Which one?
The winged one.
Yeah. And the other one looks like this.
Oh, the horned devil.
I'll take the sexy one.
Why do you get the sexy one?
So how do you say that word?
Irines
and a horned devil.
Irines.
And
you can take the horned devil.
And they're sitting on what look like thrones. And they don't get up when you open the door.
Okay, why
they're alive though, right?
They're alive, yes. Why are you moving my pieces?
There's just two thrones and that's it.
And there's a door behind them.
Should we walk up to them or?
Well, I didn't get dressed up for nothing.
Or just stare at them.
I lean forward. Scar.
Check me out with the vestments.
Scar.
Yeah,
they're devils. Just so you know.
Hey, Scar, what did he say?
We should check the door. That means the.
Is that the other one's? What is the other one? Not the horned devil. What's the other one?
Irines.
It's like a harpy, pretty much.
And a horned devil.
Hey, the Irines looks
like
it
is nothing like a harpy.
Yeah, no, it is nothing like
that is not a harpy.
The Irines can gate other things in.
No, because I would not have sex with a harpy.
Yeah, with the
Irines. That's
right.
That's where my line draws.
You
where,
wouldn't have sex
there,
with?
There's my line.
At harpy.
I say we go in and try to talk to him. See what happens.
All
right.
I'll
go in by myself.
What was that? That
Let's
wasn't even
send
word.
The other winged elf in and see what
happens.
I'm staying back here.
Put me in there. I'm going to walk up to them and try to talk.
The chaotic good.
Are they? Do they have a certain language they speak?
Yes. And it's evil.
You're really going to walk up here.
They speak infernal.
Yeah.
Send a diplomat in.
Put them in a square.
But they could probably speak common.
You got to negotiate with hostile beings.
Put them in actual squares.
But do they want to speak
common? Just in case this goes all
common. Yeah, do they want to speak common?
Put me one square behind. Oh, yeah, right there.
So you want to make sure you're within range where they can hit you. Good idea.
That's smart. You sure you don't want to be back a couple squares?
No, I'm screwed. If I'm going to die, I'm going to die in a fashion that I want to die in.
Well, the
I'm pretty much just going to ask them what they're doing in here.
Put me behind and to the left.
What are you doing in here?
It was a door. I opened it. Didn't know what to do, so I came in here and talked to you.
What did you see on the door?
What did I see on the door? I didn't open it.
You just saw a bunch of squiggly lines.
Yeah, all I saw was a bunch of squiggly lines.
There's some scribbles on the door.
Well, that's why we're here.
Because of the scribbles?
Mm-hmm.
What's the scribble say?
We were summoned here and bound to guard this room.
What's in the room?
There's nothing in this room, but if you go to that door right there, we're going to have a problem.
All hell's going to break. Oh, wait. All home is going to break.
Okay, what's in the door?
From the doorway. Is there any way we can unbind you so you can go home?
The only way I could be unbound is if you kill the person who cast the spell.
Isn't he already dead?
If he was, we wouldn't be here.
Why do we want to help the...
We want to get through the room.
Because they could help us.
No offense, guys. Can you tell?
There's a messenger of Oda here. Maybe Oda is the one who put the spell on the door. Maybe we can't kill him. Yes, maybe. Not so much.
Can you guys tell us what is down that hallway?
Nope. We are bound to this room.
Who bound y'all to this room?
I don't know. But sure. I know he's not dead.
Was it an angel or just a human?
An angel? I don't know, but I'm fairly certain it was not an angel.
Okay.
What? Yeah, you're acting like I don't even consider anybody.
There's one down the hallway a couple ticks.
That's her idea. Don't talk to me.
Well, change your mind.
Is it dark in here, or is it pretty lit up?
I'm not worried about where were you?
It's lit up.
No, I come up there and talk
to you. All right. Move up.
Might think Mr. Chama with a connection with the good dude in the sky.
Yeah.
You need to talk some sense in the trees.
If you bring another person into this room, we're going to have to bring other creatures into this room.
Oh, no, don't mind him. He's nobody.
Quit coming in the room, people. I got this.
Yeah, we see how far that's getting us.
Hey, I ain't dead yet.
Yeah. We can fix that if you want.
Shut up.
Nice young-ish.
Hey, how about you get back out the room before anything else happens? Leave the room.
You don't need to ask me twice. I'm leaving this room.
Good, he's out. Is there anything y'all can tell us?
I was coming to get...
Besides that y'all are bound here and we don't need to go down
that
door.
The way this works is somebody summoned us, confined us to this room. They didn't tell us what we're here for. We're not friends with them.
I figured that much.
Well, that's why we're here. If you go to that door, I'm killing you. That's all you need to know.
Is there another door?
Is there another door?
That one.
Who's doing all the talking?
The female.
That's who I'm talking to.
What's the horn devil doing here?
Yeah, I'm gonna ask the horn devil what's up. What's
same thing?
Is there anything he can tell me different?
Nope.
How big is the room, Mike?
Yeah, how big is the room?
That size, 10, 20, 30.
How tall is it?
20 feet.
How far is the door from where I'm standing?
The door that you're on this side?
Yeah, the door that they said we can't go through.
25 feet.
I know you like rescuing.
Behind them?
Yep. No, 25 feet.
Is it closed or open?
It's closed.
You know, look at the one devil.
Do we have a marker for where the door is? Can we put a marker where the door is so we know which way we're going?
Not impress them, right?
What?
You being a dragon is not going to impress them.
Oh, no. Mike?
Yep.
Okay. How much can you stone shape? Or not move shape?
Not much, but I gotta put my hands on it to do it.
Yeah, but like if you make like a little door going around the door,
directly
we're not going through the door. So it's bypassing the...
Technically, it allows them to keep bound to their contract if I don't go... If I don't... From the door, I'm like, so you have to attack us if we open the door or if we go through the door?
If you attempt to pass through the room in any way.
Okay, can I ask, can I at least go look at the door?
No.
Well, fuck you.
Okay, well, since you said that...
Shit!
Now there's two chain devils back here.
Okay. Great.
Right there?
Like yeah, right beside the door.
Shut the fuck up, Shamash!
Hey, y'all told me to go in here. Don't wear it.
Because I didn't tell you shit!
We didn't tell you to do anything! You're the one who walked into the room!
Once I saw the two evil things on the throne...
level and challenge rating. Should that be a young...
Do they know that these two appeared?
Yeah, they summoned them.
The guys, everybody that's in the hallway behind us.
They can see them.
Okay.
You know,
by the way, there's what the chain devils look like.
What chain devils look like.
Oh, boy. Hey, guys, sorry.
You know, a lawful good paladin would be some great roleplay right now.
Hold on. Give me...
Sorry, that's all you've got is sorry.
None of us are lawful stupid.
I know.
Not lawful stupid.
I said that none of us are lawful stupid.
What am I?
Hold on a second. We've got to do some research.
What are you? That's subject to change right now.
I don't even know what my...
Oh, no, I'm lawful good.
So I'm freaking out.
You are lawful good?
Yeah.
You are lawful stupid. You wouldn't have even talked
lawful
to me.
I know. Lawful good doesn't mean lawful stupid.
I know.
Because you follow the rules.
But he wouldn't be, like, negotiating with them.
It doesn't mean he would kill them. That's not what lawful good is.
I know,
they're just doing what they were told.
But we're not negotiating.
Yeah, I'm not trying to hurt them.
They're not doing anything overtly. I mean, just because they are what they are doesn't mean he would kill them. If he was a paladin, maybe.
That was the character I was going to make.
Depends on his oath, too.
Well, that's why I say a lawful good paladin would make for good roleplay right now.
Do we need some initiative, Mike?
Might as well.
They're summoning more demons into the room.
Y'all are still in the hallway. Yeah. If anything, I'm going to be the one.
Somebody's going to attack at some point, I'm guessing.
So we're rolling for initiative?
Yep.
I got 11.
Don't.
The guy that pissed everybody off looks like he's going last so far.
What'd you have, Christy?
I have a 13.
I got last.
We haven't really done anything that needs an initiative order yet. We're just ready when we do.
So what you're saying is we need to leave this room like now?
I don't care if you leave. You might provide some entertainment. That lizard dude's kind of cute.
Oh, shit.
Scar, sleep with him so we can get through the door.
Scar.
Well, I think you're quite attractive, too.
Well, come on in here. Let's talk about it.
Yes.
I'm going to step up to her.
I don't really think that.
Put him up to hers.
Her?
Her.
Is her?
Was it her or was it him?
Her.
Go to the background and I'll show you what it is.
Oh.
The horned devil appears to not have genitalia, according to the picture.
Oh, that sucks.
Maybe he has a cloaca. So does Scar.
The hell?
So the female one likes him. What about the horned devil?
I don't
He's just
know.
Sitting there watching.
The cloaca.
Hey, good luck, brother.
I've never really been with one of your kind before.
What?
Never really been with one of your kind before.
I don't know who it would be.
Would you like to?
I bet it would be out of this world. Get it? Like another plane?
It definitely would be.
A portion of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was like they didn't... What?
I'm just looking to make sure that doing that wouldn't just kill you, but it doesn't look like it.
Oi!
Well, see, my fear is actually impregnating her, then I have some kind of weird devil baby that comes out.
That's how tieflings are born.
Tieflings are born, yeah. Some weird tiefling, I mean, there's already a bunch of scar-like creatures running around on this planet.
Scar-like creatures.
They're not going to... Even if you do this, they're not going to let us through.
Nope. No, I'm just stalling for you.
Can you trust me?
I can't read
it at all. Why?
He's sending you this message.
I'm sending you a message through your head. Do you trust me?
I guess.
I'm going to polymorph him into a displacer beast. Here's what you are now.
Oh, dude, I got tentacles.
Yeah. Yeah, you might want to take that and look at that.
Oh, I was thinking the T-Rex, but okay.
The T-Rex?
A little large for this room.
Yeah, the T-Rex is a little big for this room.
He'd fit. He's huge.
He's too tall.
20-foot room?
How tall are the ceilings?
20 feet in that room.
Mm. That's T-Rex size. I mean, it would be cramped. The T-Rex isn't going to be doing any jumping jacks.
Well,
or push-ups. Because,
you know,
T-Rex
can't
do
either
push-ups.
Anyway.
Why can't I do either?
Because of the hand.
Not you, the T-Rex.
The one in my...
You're a displacer beast now.
Okay.
Just randomly, you didn't even tell him you were doing this.
No, I did. I asked him if he trusted me.
He's probably not going to trust you again.
Or, unless you have another idea of something
she sees the displacer beast and says,
good kitty.
Your wizard needs to do his homework.
What the hell did you do to me?
I didn't do anything.
Not gonna help.
Yeah. They can see through.
Nice cat.
I'm always after a little pussy.
Oh, shit.
And now I'm gonna slice at her.
Huh?
I'm gonna slice at her.
Okay.
Let me start this attack.
Okay.
So what do I do? I'm just a displacer beast now?
No, your spell's ended. I've stopped concentration.
Oh, okay, good.
Gracie said that it can't hurt her because it doesn't have magic weapons. So go ahead, Scar.
Alright.
Yay!
Raging.
Why didn't you buy one?
Alright, I'll take the 28. That's 14 points. And my next attack, that's a 23 to hit. Another 14 points.
What kind of weapon are you using?
Oh, wait. It's a magic longsword.
Okay.
Add two more to each of those. I forgot to add the raging.
Okay.
And my bite... I'll take the 19.
Is your bite considered a magic attack?
Nope. No.
He's a druid or whatever.
No,
you
but it wouldn't. Does it do any damage?
Nope.
Okay.
You need to get magic fang.
Or you could just have him silvered.
You could get a grill made.
Yo, man, what's
up?
No.
I think
Scar,
I'm going
to
stab you now.
Scar is not going to go. Scar has standards. I mean, they're pretty open standards, but he still has standards.
All right.
Boy.
And I dropped my dad. My phone is telling me about the Predators game that started an hour ago. You're a little late.
Deuces. Scissors. I don't have scissors. I left them at home with my Bethlehem square. She has scissors.
All right, what's your armor class? Never mind.
That's all.
25.
Yeah, natural 20 doesn't help very much.
She's cutting threat.
See, I really wish they would have... I like the confirming critical hits.
What?
My jacket!
Because if you have a really high armor class, you can still basically get killed by a random, bunch of random nuts.
Okay. What is your armor class now? I need to know.
25.
Okay. You hit me in the eye, bastard!
He was being... Ow! That's protection.
Here I was.
You're getting forked.
Oh, wait, but he wishes he, that wasn't the first time that's been said to him.
So,
oh, my God.
For 10 points of piercing damage.
All right, I'll take half of that.
And then tail. You're getting some tail.
Oh, he's nice. Getting some fork and tail.
Stab you in your
14
face.
Points, also piercing damage.
I'll take half of that.
And make a DC 17 Constitution save.
DC what?
17.
19.
Okay.
How far am I away from the entrance?
This is where I need
to
go.
You get a little hell flame. Are you resistant to fire in any way?
Lightning. But I can use evasion.
No, you can't. There's no save.
Nope.
20 points of damage.
There's no save?
No, it has to hit.
Oh.
Okay, Danny.
To the chain, I'm going to move to 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. I've got to move to here. That chain devil right there, I'm casting suggestion at him. Your friend's going to hurt herself. You need to stop her. It's a wisdom save. I can't tell him what to do. So I'm just telling him that his friend is going to hurt herself. You need to stop her. The DC... Hold on, don't roll. It is a DC... It's a wisdom save, but of course it doesn't tell me my DC. Hold on.
Your DC should...
16 DC. He rolls a 7.
He gets advantage on all saves against spells.
Okay, one of them is a 7.
The other one saved. Joseph.
The chain demon gets advantage.
I don't know, just the other book.
Damn. Only against spells.
Sorry.
I was looking at this.
Don't you have a magic short sword?
It might. How far am I away from the front entrance?
Yeah, that's what I was looking at.
You have to wait till you get to you in the... He's not going to help you, if that's what you think.
Gives me a plus 3 to my bonus.
Absolutely.
I'm within 90
damage rolls, but I can, if I expand,
I would say, yep.
Yes.
Used,
yeah.
That. The charges. I get an extra 1d6 force damage.
For each, you can spend up to 3, so you can get up to 3d6 extra damage. I would definitely be doing that.
If I can see the other, the chain devil in the back within 90, I'm thinking I am. If not, we'll move. I'm going to cast Confusion on him. Oh, wow, okay. It's a 10-foot radius sphere, actually. So I can do all 4 of them.
Yeah. Remember, you can...
You have radius, yeah, you can put it in that point right in front of the door.
All right, all 4 of them need to make DC 16 weapons.
Chain Devil number 1 made it. Chain Devil number 2 made it.
These sons of bitches are strong.
Well, they all have that.
It's magic resistance. I didn't take the spell that I could have got
the
rid of.
The chick made it. And the horn devil made it. Because they all have advantage against spells.
There's a spell that I can cast that if I get through their magic resistance, which is what that is now, then they lose it.
I give you... Bardic Inspiration.
Christy!
D8.
Okay.
Okay! I guess I'm gonna go in and kick some ass.
That's a good plan.
Put her in there, somebody. Who you want to attack? The chick, the dude, or one of the chain dudes?
Let's have Christy's character in there.
Who looks the most formidable?
How far?
The chick.
She's
Let's get rid of that bitch!
I don't think she can get that far.
Put her next to you. So that's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
You cannot get there.
30.
You can get behind him. You can run, but you won't be able to attack to get between.
You can get to behind Scar, but you can't get.
You can run to get beside it, but you won't be able to attack.
Okay, then put me 2 back, and then I'll just hit her with my bow.
Okay.
That is a 21 and a 12.
21 is a hit, 12 is not.
Okay.
Is it magic?
It is.
Okay.
It's called Oath Bowie.
Don't you have something where you can, like, oath somebody?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to make her my oath, too.
Making her your bitch.
Didn't that give you advantage on the roll?
It does.
So you get to roll for that second.
So the first one hit.
The first one hit.
Second one still hit.
Yeah, the second would be a
17. Missed it by that much.
Missed it by that much.
Okay. I have that rope down now. Yay.
You can move here. and blast him with that lightning bolt of the Staff of Thunder Lightning.
Okay. So this plus 3d6.
I'll tell you, pull it back up.
Wait a minute.
What do you want to do? That's if you would do melee attack.
Hello!
That one's not. Lightning strike is not.
Twenty-six points of damage.
Nice one. Is that it?
Yeah, because my other hit didn't hit her.
Scott, just remember that you're not on the same level as everybody else.
I know, this is why I'm doing this. This is why I'm doing this, okay? I go, I'll be right back, guys. As fast as I can, doing my cutting action, trying to get back to the good angel guy in front. Said, as quick as I said, hey, sir, can I please borrow your sword?
You couldn't use it anyway, even if he gave it to you, but no, you can't.
Something I can borrow to help.
He can't help you. That's not what he's
saying. I don't want him to help. I want to borrow.
He can't give you any assistance in any way. He's here just to report what's going on. This would be.
Well, can you report to Oda that I need something to help his shaman get his butt kicked?
I've reported everything that's going on.
Okay, can you report that I'm asking for help?
I've reported everything that's going on. Oda.
So you don't
I've reported everything that's going on.
I think that's all you're going to get.
All right, now, I don't want to do it, but how good would my roll
you're not
to steal it? Skill. You don't roll a natural 20. You wouldn't let me smack the sword?
Mm-mm.
So I can use
no,
it.
Because that's a skill. You can't crit a skill.
I know. I'm just asking. All
right, Ren. Yes.
I'm trying to...
Thank you. A for effort.
Wow. Because I wouldn't know he wouldn't help us, so I'm like... I assume.
Well, at your level, there's not much else you can do. I mean, yeah.
You can do them in any order in this game. But you need to move to get up there. Movement and action, and then a bonus action if you have one. But you don't have one right now.
Would he kill me if I threw the feather from him?
Sorry, I'm trying to figure out how
you couldn't do that even.
Is he molting?
No.
No, he's a celestial being. Celestial beings don't molt.
Ren, it's your turn.
Okay, I didn't know if it was my turn yet or not.
Yeah, they're just still talking, but it's your turn.
Okay, it is my turn. Yep, I'm going to move to there, and I'm going to use my Staff of Thunder and Lightning to do lightning strike.
Okay.
Okay.
To
that guy.
Okay.
What's
the save?
The save is a DC 17 death.
Okay. He did not save.
He takes the full brunt of that.
Full,
you gotta
so
tell me how much
whole,
it is, though.
I need a whole. I need 96.
But Jesus.
So 96 points of damage. That's what I heard.
So I got
96. 96.
That's 5 or 6.
If I use 3,
7,
8.
Does that mean I use
3d6s? Yes. Plus the damage.
Betting chain devils don't like lightning.
You got
strength
nine
is
14
there?
Now. With all
that's
those
cool.
chains.
Change
that. Hey, wait. Oh, you can't use your meta magic feat on this, can she?
Yeah, it's 12.
To increase the damage of the staff.
Can I?
I think she's so what you're gonna do is you're gonna attack with
you
your staff. You'll get one.
That'd be cool.
You'll do. Do they have your staff?
So wouldn't it be a better watch?
Okay, so
no, it says when I roll damage for a spell. This is
so
spell.
Plus another 3d6 on top of that. So it'll be 4d6 plus 4
you know,
if you hit. But you don't have to use those charges unless you
can. I've
got
it. Can.
20
plus 4. 29.
Right. Okay.
29.
And if you can get to where you get advantage.
Not
as
damage.
Not as good as I was expecting.
Not as good damage out of that. Consider when Bart used it, he almost killed a big bad guy.
He had
love behind it.
David.
That was still good.
He was like, fuck you.
I'm going to use the Staff of Striking.
Against?
The ticket's right in front of me.
Okay.
That's the Horn Devil.
Yeah, the Horn Devil in front of me.
Oh, so
are
that's
you
going to
attack the Horn Devil or are you going to pound on the one that I'm... You're going to double team the one I'm on. You can double team her with me.
No, I'll leave you alone with her. I'm going to hit the Horn Devil. Horn Demon or whatever.
All right. You help me bang that?
I will help you bang that.
I am right here.
You may be great in bed, but when it comes to battle, 17. It's all me.
17? That is not a hit. All right, Devils. All right, she is going to use her Rope of Entanglement.
You're not getting any extra attacks?
On Scar. And that is
a hit. She's into bondage.
I'm going to cast Shield of Faith on him as a bonus action. It gives him +2 to his AC.
You can do that right now?
It's a bonus action.
Well, that's still going
to
be
a reaction. Reaction. It's not a reaction. It has to be a reaction.
Oh, then never mind. I cannot.
Both that actions. Still would have been a hit anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where you have something can cast.
Both actions still be on your turn.
I'm over here telling a servant of your god, hey, your boy's there getting his butt kicked. You're not going to come help, and he doesn't want to help.
You don't know that.
I'm telling they're talking to him.
You don't know that I'm getting my butt kicked.
I saw it. When I saw you get hit, I
this
ran.
Might be consensual.
I ran for
know.
I ran for help.
DC 15 dexterity save.
There's a difference between not being able to help and wanting to help. All
right, hold on.
I don't think I had to hit to that. But anyway.
Yeah, you did not.
For instance, I want to help. I'm just not
able to. So,
can we call someone that can help?
Crap, that's only an 11.
Okay, so my AC's at 17.
So you didn't make it?
Nope.
You're restrained.
What does that mean?
Somebody has, my, somebody has my players.
She's got your whip.
Your speed bonus. Your speed becomes zero and you can't benefit from any bonus to its speed. Attack rolls against the creatures have advantage and your attack rolls have disadvantage. You have disadvantage on dexterity saving throws.
Okay.
Alright. Gonna try to fork David this time. I think he missed. What's your armor class?
It's 14, but since I'm wearing the Bracers of Defense and the Cloak of Protection, I get a +3 to my AC.
That should actually be already factored in.
It's right there.
Okay, well.
It's 17.
I thought your armor class was better than that, so that is a hit.
You saw it wrong.
Armor class is not something we're very great at.
That's 15 piercing.
Yeah, dude.
My armor class.
Yeah, mine does too.
Tail whip.
Mine's good, and I still get pounded.
Actually, it's not a tail whip. It's also tail piercing. Everything he does is piercing.
To be fair, it's doing it.
So, what have I got?
You got 15, then 13 more, so that's 28.
Fuck, I think I'm dead.
28?
Well, he took some damage.
I've already taken damage.
From what? Oh, from the last one.
I got minus 15 and what? Was it 7?
You had minus 28. I added them all together.
Okay.
If you need them separate. Fuck. Are you still up?
15 damn hit points left.
Yeah, by the way, thank you very much.
For what?
20. No, because I had that 20 already, so wait.
100%. Okay.
Yeah.
Bart, he's hurling a flame at you. What's your armor class?
No. I'm dead.
My armor, he's... Is it a spell?
No, hurling a flame is a physical attack.
How much you taking?
So he has to hit
you.
He has to hit you with it. Actually, it is a spell, but it's a ranged spell.
All right, so we're going to use counter spell on that, which is a reaction. If it's third level or less, it is countered.
How do I figure that out?
You can bump that, too.
If I don't, I, this is, I, my fourth level spell slots are gone.
Because I'm pretty sure Hurl Flame is not a spell in the book.
No, I'm dying.
So how do I figure out what level it is?
Well, then it's not,
it's not
a spell.
Though.
If it's not a spell, if it's just a spell-like ability.
I'm dying.
Yep.
Is it just something he can do?
It says ranged spell attack.
Well, that doesn't mean it's not. Yeah. That doesn't mean it's a spell.
Okay.
Mike, I'm dying.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to, in that case, I will use my I'm going to cast shield on myself. Give me an 18 armor class.
That's still a hit. You have to get to 21 for it to be a miss.
Was I able to say anything before I fell down like that and dying?
So you got
Wait,
hit?
You're dying?
I'm yeah. dying.
Yeah.
14.
Who's our healer?
Me.
Can you attack?
Yes.
So you can take an attack of opportunity right there.
Attacks have disadvantage, but I'm raging, of course, so the advantage, so that cancels out.
Yeah.
Does a 20 hit?
Yep.
11 points of damage.
He thought he could just run by you because you were in the rope. He was wrong.
Wait till he sees what I do next.
The other one ran up to you, Bart.
Still an 18.
He's swinging his chains. And he actually missed.
Turtle
missed his chain. Turtle missed his chain. All right, and it's your turn.
My turn?
Mm-hmm. She's got to stand.
Where's he? Where?
He's right in front of you.
He'll
yep.
be back up if
all right, so I'm doing a couple of things here. I'm going to use Misty Step, which is a bonus action. 5, 10, 15, 20. Here. And put then using my action to cast Cure Wounds on him, which stabilizes him.
So I'm stabilized.
Yeah, so I can't Cure Wounds. I'll heal him. Yeah, sure. I'll bring you back up. It'll be
heals him as if he had zero hit
points. Hold on, let me make sure I get this right. So I'm gonna use a second level spot for Misty. And then I'll use a third level spot on Cure Wounds. Huh?
No. Misty's a demanding bitch.
So you're going to get 3d8 plus.
My grandmother wanted to name
plus
Misty.
3.
Ray Stevens liked her.
11, 18, 19, 20, 22 points back. You're at 22 hit points.
But you add your wisdom to it as well?
I did.
Okay. We don't discriminate against the Pokemon.
Is that all you can do?
Yeah, that's both my reaction and my action.
And that puts me back up to 22 of 43.
Yeah.
Wait, Joseph and me?
Joseph, then, yeah, y'all have the same.
That would have been Misty and me.
Okay, well, set me back up then.
I can't to your turn.
Oh, yes, I'm still in right, on the
you're
floor.
I'm going to chain lightning, everybody.
Put me right next to Deidre. Actually.
And you know that one is free right now.
Put me behind Deidre. And Deidre, myself, and... can't remember.
You call her Rand.
What's the elf's name?
Sylvania.
Like
Sylvania.
We all go invisible.
Who, me? Yeah. Making me invisible is kind of pointless.
You get advantage on your first attack.
Truth!
And you won't have to worry about a sneak attack, so you can go around wherever you need to go.
Who are you chaining up? I guess everybody, right?
Yeah, all four of them should be able to get hit by this. The DC 16 save.
Got the damage?
Have you used your
bardic on it.
You got your bardic inspiration.
Oh shit, I could have used that
before
the
thing.
Ow!
I'll give you
hold on, that's
Ow!
Sorry, I didn't.
I also went to one.
In the head with a knee. I forgot it was attached.
40 points of damage.
Stick
Whoa!
In.
Yeah! And save for half.
Alright, that one's saved. Horn Devil. Ooh, he may not have made it.
That's that dude's the Horn Devil.
Yeah, the one
he
that
did
was.
Not.
Yes.
He took it all.
Took like it all a champ. Face.
All right, left chain did save.
Take 20.
Right chain saved also.
Damn it.
That was both of you guys. Christy.
Can I? Does it count as a when the? Is it a move action for me to break out of the thing, or an action, a standard action?
Standard action. Already moved.
Okay.
You have to do it's a strength DC. It should be no problem for.
And it's not that high.
Lizard
it's
man.
Not that high.
I get half. Yeah, I get half.
You're gonna move up and hit somebody with your sword now? Because you've got one within 5 feet of you.
Yeah, you actually don't even you don't even have to move to hit that one.
Yeah, he's
I'm
on you.
Breath weapon.
She looks puzzled.
I'm reading.
Right now, I'm just trying to do damage control.
Oh,
that's what I was looking for. Okay, I am going to stay. I'm going to move actually 5.
That's a bad guy.
You think so?
Away, she's saying.
This way?
Yeah. Because I have disadvantage.
Aren't you a great weapon master?
Because okay. I have a sworn enemy. If I don't hit the sworn enemy with the oath bow, it's disadvantage.
No, it's with the oath bow.
With the oath bow. You could use the great sword all day long. You can't shoot anybody else with the oath bow.
While your sworn enemy lives, you have disadvantage on attack rolls with all other weapons.
Okay. Never mind then. I stand corrected.
I wrote it down for a reason.
We should be focusing on one anyway, so...
See, I think we should take away the tractor beam, you know, name, because, you know, that's the exact opposite of the tractor beam.
She knew exactly what she was talking about that time.
She's fixing it. She's got that down.
Thank you. Thank you, Vince. I'm invisible and have advantage, bitches.
And I rolled a 2 and a 1.
No, that is an 8 and a 10.
Oh, okay. What is the total?
Which?
That's your first roll.
Yeah, you got 2 attacks.
Which is a 16...
It's a brand new Nissan Sport.
Wow, that's even worse. Use.
Wow, you missed with both. That's horrible.
All four rolls.
That is horrible.
That is horrible.
Ren, Scott, I let Scott go first last time. Scott, you still out there begging the dude? He's not coming in here.
Why did Ben?
And you're getting on his nerves.
He wouldn't let me borrow his weapon. He wouldn't. All right, so I've
begging an awful lot, Scott.
His boss has told him what to do, and his boss is
a god.
Yeah.
I tried. So as quickly as I get up here, I fly quickly back. I know I probably can't do anything. Can I survey anybody need help or anything?
Yeah, everybody.
He's laying on the ground, but he is healed. And you don't have you have no magic weapons at all, do you?
No, I don't.
And, or spells.
No, I don't.
So no, there really isn't anything you can do.
But I can move someone out the way.
You need to talk to some of these people who have some money about buying you a magic weapon.
We don't have any money. We spent it all.
To try and borrow one.
I was waiting for you to give me one.
That's why I went to try to borrow one from the holy...
Yeah, he ain't coming off of it. Ren.
You got one bearing right down on you.
Yeah, I see him.
He can't see you, though. Then again, I take that back. He probably can.
Nah, he's not that powerful.
I totally forgot about that. Okay.
You can just...
He's a flunky.
Okay.
Yeah, I gave it to her. The staff, the woman.
He's just whipping chains all around him.
Except when I turn. It's really powerful, but it's going to hit every step of my hand now.
What's the air of effect hand?
You know what they say, kill them all, let God sort them out.
No, that's your range. It's a 20-foot radius.
That works in this case.
right here.
I think that's already happened. I think we got the steps wrong.
You're
going to
get that. No, that's only a 10-foot radius.
That's only a 10-foot radius. I'm going to hit everybody.
Yeah, you pick pick a corner, and then you count out. So wherever you want to put it.
So if she wanted to go here.
Yeah, but I don't want to waste my fourth level spell on one guy.
Yeah. Do you have any summon? Anything in a summoning?
Hit it with a stick, I guess.
I might do this one.
Hit it with a stick.
You have to roll to hit.
This stick is magical.
There's no save for it, though.
It'll hurt more than what
I. So the good thing about
that
is if you use that spell, if you click on spells right here for you. So your spell attack's a plus 7. You're plus 7 to hit with it.
Okay, I think I'm going to do that then.
And then you can expend one of your arcane points.
Sorcery
points. To raise the damage by 4 dice.
Yeah. Okay. That one. The empowered spell.
Yep. And I'll show you how to use the point. Let's roll the hit first. So it's a
D20
plus 7.
So I'm gonna use Acid Lash against the dude who's in front of me.
Okay.
And it'll just hit him.
Yep.
Because it's a 10-foot. It's a 10-foot. Alright, so I need a D.
Plus 7.
Come on, baby.
That's cock.
That's cock, yep.
That's in between two.
That's in that crack right there, yeah.
Okay. Don't know a crack, man.
It's 25 to hit.
That's plenty.
So it's plus the damage. 2d10 plus 4 more dice, right? Yeah. So it's 6d10.
6d10. And nice. If it does at least 15 points of damage and the target is wearing armor, the armor's AC is permanently reduced by 1 level of effectiveness.
He's not wearing armor.
Okay.
Does it count to change his armor?
No.
No, the change is part of him.
If you roll at least average, he's not surviving this anyway.
How many
was
it?
Six. You need six.
Six.
Because I know in three, they were actually physically part of the...
That's 10, 20, 8, 31, 37.
Yep, he's gone. He disappears. Take that board. And David, you are laying on the ground currently, right?
Yeah, I stand back up.
That's your move. You can still do something else.
I was going to swing, almost swing at the horn dude again.
Swing? You swinging at the horny dude? Scarf?
I'm going to use the staff.
Why would you do that to me?
I'm going to use the staff of striking again on him.
Okay.
Well, you can hit this time, right?
Well, you're behind him, too.
Behind. No, he's going
swinging
it.
I'm going you're turning to this guy.
Yeah, I'm going after the horn devil, demon, whatever. 13, 14,
15, 16, 17,
again.
You only have a plus 4 total?
Plus 7. Plus 7.
So yeah, 20. That is 20. A hit. Are you sure you didn't hit last time?
I probably did. So if I use...
3, then you're going to be rolling 46 plus 4.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think you would have hit last time, actually.
Do your attacks count as magical now?
Yeah. The staff, with the
that's a staff of striking. It's
but
magic.
Does his fist count as magical at 8th level?
Since I have wild magic, you can roll a d20 plus and see 3, so 13, 14, 15, if you 16. Want to, it's up at your discretion.
16.
No, you should never leave that up to Mike.
No, that's what it says.
Likes,
it says
he
DM's
always
discretion.
Likes wild magic. Wait till I bust out the Wand of Wonder.
I did 16 damage.
You rolled.
Okay, gotcha.
D20 every time. Yeah. It says, after you cast a level 1 or higher spell, your DM may have you roll a D20. Yeah. If it's a 1, roll on Wild Magic.
Roll a D20.
Just go ahead and assume you always have to roll that, because Mike likes those things.
I love random stuff.
Sure, the 9.
You're good. All right, we're back to them now.
Hold on.
So her attacks against you are going to get advantage now?
Yes.
That's not good.
Yeah, that's kind of bad, honey.
That's all right. I got hit once.
Yeah, I don't.
Not infinitely.
Yeah. I have a lot.
What are you doing?
So, starting at 6th level, your unarmed strikes count as magical.
So you can kick him as well.
So don't you also get another
I don't
attack?
Think his kicks are going to do as much damage as a staff
doesn't
striking,
matter,
though.
It's still damage.
Yeah.
So roll your physical attack.
You ever seen that his attack was bad?
He gets more than one attack.
You can spend one ki point to make two unarmed strikes as a bonus action.
Then I'll do that then also. And
so two unarmed strikes. That's going to be the plus 4. D6 plus 1 bludgeoning. And that's considered magical because you're over 6th level.
We have to hit, right?
Yep.
He's reaching for the 6s.
Yeah, but...
That's a 20. That's a hit. So
that
roll the next hit, next attack, just so we know. That's probably going to be a miss. That's a 13.
Nope, that is not a hit.
So roll a d6 plus 1.
And this is on the horn devil?
Horn devil. Just 1d6. 5 points.
Yeah, 5.
All right, that's 5 fewer hit points than he had before.
Yep. And you would have been able to do that last time, too. You just have to spend one ki point to do that.
So is there anything before she attacks now?
No, we're good.
There you go.
All right, longsword attack with advantage.
Well, actually.
Which might still be a miss. What's your armor class?
At 5th level, you can attack twice instead of once whenever you take the attack action on your turn. So you get another attack.
You get
the
two
staff.
More attacks.
He gets
no,
he
one
gets
more.
Extra attack already.
So I can strike him again with the staff.
Staff, yep.
Yeah. One
I don't
more
know
attack.
What you gotta do. You tell it to Christy all the time.
That's a miss.
You missed
her. That's the reason I usually can.
What's your armor class?
Mine?
Yeah.
25.
She missed you even with advantage.
That's nice. I appreciate that.
Second attack. That one is a hit.
All right. Do some damage.
That is 10 slashing. And you're not immune to poison, are you?
Maybe. Maybe I am. Maybe I want to be. Maybe I could be.
11 poison if you take poison.
Wait, do I get a save?
Nope. No, it's just damage. Just extra damage from her weapon.
So how much you said?
11. Okay. Horned Devil is going to be on you. He's forking you. That is a hit. 11.
On me?
Nope, this is
on
him.
On me.
Tail, that might be a miss. What's your armor class?
17.
Well, you need to get some armor.
Yeah, I know.
Can't wear any.
I can't wear any.
11. And who else is around?
I'm dying again.
Are you down again?
Yeah, I'm dying again.
All right. Hurling flame at... Are you invisible?
Fucking
not anymore.
All right. Hurling flame at you. What's your armor class?
20.
Oh, no. I'm not doing that.
Ball
I'm
of flame dead, goes good. Flying past your head and misses.
A flipper off.
Is there a chain one left? Yes. Step up to Christy.
This one just threw a flame.
No, no. It's the
This one attacked all those times with the flame? Okay, yep. And then this one's going to step up and attack Christy.
22 hit.
Well, yeah, you just asked it was 20, so of course a 22 hit.
12.
What did he just ask?
Is it magic?
No.
I have damage reduction.
It's 12 slashing.
So that would be 9.
And then DC 14 dexterity save to avoid being caught up in the chains.
That would be a yes.
Yes, you saved?
Yes.
Okay. All right, that's it. Then we're back to Joseph and Vincent, whichever one
you mean me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you do go first. Yeah, sorry.
Hold on, man. It's coming.
Nobody else has been down. Yes. You've been down twice. All right,
so I am moving here.
This is what happens to the guy in his pajamas goes up first.
If I move, through this square, he gets into here. This he gets to attack me, right?
If you move adjacent to him, yeah.
Well, I'm gonna have to use Misty Step to do what I want to do then.
Well, no, you can take him.
No, I need to get beside you. I'm gonna give him protection from evil, which gives that chick disadvantage to hit him. Okay. So it'll negate this advantage crap he has, which really help.
Yeah.
So I need to get here, but I can't move through here. I've got to use two spell slots.
But if you take care of him, anyway, it's up to you.
Can't just go the long way around? No, you got that other.
Yeah, I mean, I could 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. I can't get to him unless I use Misty Step. I can cure him, but I don't think there's anything else I can do.
Wait. Why don't you just go up right next to him and cast it on?
Because I don't want to get hit.
I don't think that exists anymore, does it?
If I move from this square to that square, he gets an attack of opportunity.
I'm not. I'm just saying stay right next to the...
Oh, move
the
here?
Enemies. Yeah.
Hit me.
I don't think you provoke attacks of opportunity.
You won't get an attack of opportunity, but you'll be available.
I'll be a target. There is that.
But you could be now anyways if you really wanted.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to move here, and I'm going to cast...
I'm sorry, guys. I mean, I might be wrong. Do you provoke attack of opportunity?
I don't think you do if you move into a...
I think so.
I think it's moving through, right?
And you're not casting a ranged attack, so no. I don't think you would provoke attack of opportunity. That's the whole thing.
Let's see.
If you were trying...
No, he can't attack... There's a skill called Mage Killer.
Yeah.
That allows him to do that. Unless he has that...
Then or if you were casting a ranged...
Mage spell. Killer!
I want that! I don't care if I can't use it.
Get protection from evil and good on him.
How did they cast them on
protection from evil and good?
Well, it's just evil.
You don't want no good people around me.
One or the other.
Man, forget them good people. They try to do nice stuff and give me alms and shit, you know? Like, take care of me.
Yeah, the solar still wants to kick your buddy.
Is that it for you?
No, hold on. And I'm going to cast Shield of Faith on myself for now.
That thing sounds like a ventilator.
That's a bonus action. I can do that now, right? It's a bonus action.
Yep. All right, so you're pretty much out of actions.
I do have a reaction.
But you can't use that right now.
Nope. So I'm cast Shield of Faith on myself. Gearing up for the attack that I know is coming.
All right. Now Vincent Joseph.
All right. I ripped out of the ropes.
I'm going to get 20. Behind Vince
okay. And
cast Cure Wounds on him.
Okay.
I'm only down by 28.
Well, he has over 100.
Better now than never.
That's true.
It's now or never.
So but did you cure him?
I'll just use a little bit.
No.
How bad are you?
I'm dying.
He's dying. We've got time.
But
he hasn't made his first death save yet.
But I can't hurt them. I don't have a magic weapon, so I'm gonna. I'll switch that. I'll go up behind Shumash and cure him.
Wait a minute. Do you have a cure spell thingy? Do you have time to grab something from me since you're standing right next to me before you move?
Maybe. If you yell, I guess.
If I yell at you to take this potion that I'm holding out to you?
Why? What is it?
A potion of greater healing?
I wouldn't worry about it right now. Well, I can't. It takes more actions to try to feed it to him than it does.
Are you over there with him?
Him? Okay.
Yeah, I'm, yeah.
Where do you want to be?
Just right there, pretty much where you're over.
You said 10, right?
Christy.
Yo!
Oh, yeah, that's chained up in my hand. Yeah, 10.
I am going to take a step back and shoot it.
You still have Bardic Inspiration. You still have Bardic Inspiration. I'll give you Bardic Inspiration now.
And you get a Cadillac. And you get a Cadillac.
Don't forget to use that, people.
Yes, Oprah.
It's a D8 whenever you want to, even after you roll.
Does a 20 hit?
Yeah.
Okay, that one hits. That one definitely hits. So two hits. Is that the chick?
The chick right is here. The one with the ponytail.
Hmm. 3d6, right?
Yeah. Oh, if I hit her.
Yeah, that's who you hit, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's nice.
No, I just need to apparently put my... So that is sucktastic. I have 10, 13... 54, that's 17 for the first one. And that's better. So 8, 13, 20, and 24 for the second.
Okay.
All magic.
Okay. Ren.
Okay.
Just give me.
I can move.
You can't do anything.
I can do something.
Yep. He can distract.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to help. I can try to save him.
You have the same initiative as her, so you can go after her.
So you can run back or fly back going, yeah, didn't give me the sword. I tried. He would not give that to me no matter what.
I'm already back. I just can't enter the room.
I tried so hard.
I'm already back.
Definitely an emperor.
I'm already back. I'm just waiting to get in the room.
But there's too many.
Just tell everybody about the sword thing. The devils will die laughing, and we'll be done.
Or, you know, you could just tell them the solo is on the way.
Cast at it,
cause
it's right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to bluff. It may not work.
Because I could do acid.
Hopefully I'll roll.
Yep. All you're going to do is move to...
Probably the best attack you have.
Right here.
Yeah.
And hit acid lash with it again, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Plus so 7 to hit again.
I'm going to do the same thing that I did last time. Like the exact same thing that I did. I'm going to use another sorcery point because I have 8 of them.
Yes, it does.
Whoa!
27? It's a natural 20, so is it double damage?
It doubles the dice
roll, so she's doing 4 additional dice.
Kaboom, bitches!
Let me get you some dice.
So this thing's gonna blow up.
Need how many?
I need
8d10.
8d10.
No.
Now what do
it
you...
does 2.
Acid lash is 2.
And then you added 4 dice 6, so she needs 6 more.
So I need 2 more.
And this is the other chain devil that you're getting.
Roll that twice. Let me get this. That's 10. Roll this one again. It's in a crack. 18, 19, 38. I don't know. 38.
That's a 10.
That's a 10.
38, so that's 48, 56, 63.
He's out of 70 there.
Something.
Take him off.
He's dead.
He has permission to leave the battle.
He was more than dead.
You know how to.
Yep, I remember awesome. Now.
He was obliterated.
Right, you screwed up both of those acid, both of those demons, devils. David. Or yes. Scott, what do you want to do?
All right, I'm looking in the room now. Okay, is he still down, or did he help?
He healed him. He hasn't brought me back up to 10 points.
He hasn't stood up yet.
I haven't stood up yet. I'm still laying on the ground.
And so the big evil bitch is still there.
Yep, and her dude.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, okay. He's the one I've been smacking around and getting smacked by.
Okay.
Yeah, we're talking smacking him around.
Totally.
And they're off the phone.
They're up fighting now.
I'm not sure you really understand who's pitching and who's catching in this scenario.
Yeah, she's the one close to me.
Later on, I'll draw you a diagram.
Where is your sword? No.
It's on my back. Can you...
Don't go there!
That's why I asked, where is it?
Okay. Those of you who can't see, we are all gesturing. No, okay. Don't do it.
That's why I asked, where is her sword? This is on my back. No.
That's a bad idea.
Right. Why?
I didn't ask. I was just listening.
I'm a nut job barbarian, and I wouldn't touch her sword without permission.
It's pretty. It's a +2 great sword. Can you actually use a great sword?
No, I can't.
You better not fucking touch it. Because if you're gonna sling something around, you better know how to use it.
That's what she said.
That is exactly what she said.
How many times you hit with a stethoscope?
All right, now David.
I'm going to hit him with the staff of striking first.
How are you going to do that?
Oh, I got to stand up.
I can fly.
If you get their attention, you're most likely going to die. Well, just so you know.
I know, but they're my party members.
All right, so you're flying up around. So
you've only been hanging around with us just for a brief amount of time.
Like in attack range?
We have monkeys.
You're going to fly close enough for them to attack you?
No, what I want to do.
I don't know how that's going to get their attention then.
If you just fly.
Fly casual.
If you fly behind. If you fly.
I don't know. Just
fly. If you fly behind the chick.
Scott.
Yes. If you fly behind the chick, you'll give advantage to him, to me, to whoever is attacking.
He has to be in attack range.
Yep.
You get it. The square right behind her. You don't have to attack.
He's flying.
This
is what I want to do. I do have one magical item, all right? But it may not work.
Do not read my earthquake scroll.
We are underground.
I'm not using it that way.
Oh, you're going to hit him with it?
I'm flying behind a chick. They probably can see me because they're magical, all this stuff.
You can.
And I will say, look what the nice angel out here gave me. Die, bitch.
Mechanic-wise, this is probably what you're doing. Help. Alternatively, you can aid a friendly creature in attacking a creature within 5 feet of you. You feint, distract the target, or in some other way, team up to make your allies attack more effectively.
I'm going to wing buffer. Because my wings, I have a huge wing.
If your ally attacks the target before your next turn, the first attack will...
That's right. Hopefully,
you did there. That's all you did there.
Okay. So nice. You don't need to roll in.
I thought you did
that. And I move very fast.
If he distracts somebody, we get the next attack against that person gets advantage.
David.
Yeah. I'm basically like a big...
The first and only.
Okay.
Your turn.
Yeah. I'm going to strike with the staff of striking again.
Okay.
Eagle wings. It gets advantage.
Pretty.
You get advantage.
Two dice.
And you have bardic inspiration.
He's not on the chick. He's on the dude.
I'm on the demon.
But still, you get advantage for flanking.
I'm secure enough.
I got to pick your Jesus. The big angel wings singing lead for the
bardic. I think you have to be engaged with that creature.
I don't know. Yeah.
To gain flanking from it.
Flanking is an option.
Go ahead.
You got to be engaged.
You don't get advantage.
No advantage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One die.
So roll one again.
I think we determined that flanking was really
powerful.
Okay, you get another attack.
I can use the staff again, can I?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to use the staff again.
Wow, that's a bad die.
Yeah, you can also use Kai attack to kick him a couple times.
I'm going to use my key.
Remember, you have bard inspiration.
Did you say key to scar?
I get it now. So back here.
I'm using...
It has to be a special key.
I'm using one more key to strike again.
Okay.
But I'm from chain.
Kick him.
Well.
He thinks you need to take some fighter.
How do I use that bardic inspiration?
Isn't it plus 7?
You roll a d8 and add it to it.
I thought you already had a plus 7, though.
Yeah, that's 19.
Oh, you already hit.
Yeah, he's kicking with his foot. With his foot.
You don't get a plus 7 with that?
No.
Nope, just 4.
That is a hit if you got 20. An 8 altogether, yep.
Alright, and you also get one more kick, don't you?
Yeah.
You're not going to do the damage?
Well, we'll do them both.
Okay.
That's going to be a miss. Okay, so just roll one die. 1d6 plus 1.
And this is on the Horn Devil?
Yeah. You're basically doing enough damage to the one guy that nobody's attacking... So that he's annoyed enough to attack you again with your 10 hit points.
That guy's dumb.
And I'll just keep curing you.
That's exactly.
You need to charge exactly.
Where's that other damn guy that keeps lowering me down? That one's down too.
Is it attacking give her the me or him?
Well,
first of all, the chick is attacking Scar.
She has disadvantage on Scar.
But she's...
He's no longer in the rope.
And and unprotected.
Yeah, that's why I gave you disadvantage. Back.
What are you doing?
I'm charging his dice.
Yep. That one's a hit anyway.
And I'm annoying the crap out of it with my slash.
Well, obviously you don't anymore, so stop.
I also don't roll left-handed.
7 slashing.
Go round up or down?
I'm just take him my whole.
No, down.
Always round
just
down.
Give him back.
And 11 poison.
They didn't even help sit there longer.
He's attacking you this time. I rolled randomly.
Use my reaction to cast shield on myself. I have a 20 armor class.
Okay. That's a hit.
Damn it.
14 piercing. Missed with the tail. And... You know, he doesn't care. He's going to hurl the flame at you also. Doesn't matter if it hits him.
True.
Who is?
The Horn Devil.
Attack of opportunity.
Who's he hurling it at? Me?
It's a ranged attack, right?
Yep.
So that's... Yeah, that's like... including Scott, really. I don't think you can hurt it, but...
I can try.
Might as well.
19 for 13 points of damage.
You only get one attack, and you don't have advantage.
I rolled a natural 20.
Nice!
Okay. Like,
double the dice.
Double the dice.
Ooh. I'm assuming you're using the staff, right?
Yeah.
So you will double the staff's dice, not the extra that you're pumping into it.
Yes.
So that's... plus 3. So how many more d6s do I need?
So you'll roll 5 d6 total.
Plus 4.
17.
Plus
7. 4.
Or
7.
Plus
4. 17, 18, 19,
20, 21. 21.
Okay. What about you? Aren't you in range?
I'm not
going to
swing at it.
I am. Sucker's been swinging at me this whole damn time.
Did you get the 13 points of damage that I did to it?
Yes.
Okay. Is he dead yet?
No, he's not. Bart, 10 points of fire.
21 wouldn't hit this dude.
Doesn't matter what you roll if you don't have a magic weapon.
I'm distracting him.
Do I get a save?
No, because he's
10 points of fire.
Take this.
Yeah, you're giving them an advantage, the people in front of him. Then it's your turn.
It's my turn?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting the fuck out of there.
Oh, wait, hold on, actually. So, range attack and close combat. Aiming a range attack is more difficult when a foe is next to you. When you make a range attack with a weapon, you just get disadvantage. So none of that damage actually happened.
Okay. But he did get disadvantage to attack.
Right.
So he had to make a regular roll.
So you still didn't use your points in your
Did he hit me?
Okay, good.
Yeah, I took the 10 points. All right.
Sorry.
I'm glad you looked it up, because it felt weird, because we'd never done that in a long time.
Yeah.
As a casting Misty Step.
Scott gave it to me.
There's a handicapped spider on her head.
Mabel.
It's not handicapped, it's just not fully birthed yet.
It's leggy cap.
Weigh in yourself. Weigh in yourself.
It's still incubation.
It wasn't funny. It brought home my childhood trauma.
If we live through this, me and you have a serious talk about your deity.
Wanda Wonder.
Oh, wow.
I don't have a choice. I mean, it's that dude's wreaking
havoc. You always have a choice. Don't say that.
You got the big chart?
Mm-hmm. I'm getting there.
Let me get to rolling some numbers.
What?
Wanda Wonder.
Warm up.
Swing, bada, 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 swing.
Need something to write these numbers down.
I'll keep track of them.
Ready?
Yeah.
Say the buy a D1000.
They make those?
Mm-hmm. Of course they do.
Eight.
Okay.
Nine. One.
No. Now, which way does that go?
8,900.
Okay,
8,910.
Oh, my Lord.
Sorry in advance, guys.
What did you do?
I don't know.
We don't know yet.
But it'll be fabulous.
I doubt that.
If we actually cast Earth, it would be so bad.
And who did you point it at? She's gone. Take her off the board.
She's like gone.
She is no longer here for now.
Those are the worst effects. Poof! Because you don't know what happened.
Okay, she's gone.
You don't know when.
We'll find out what's going to happen later.
She's going to appear.
It's better than nothing happening.
You don't know when or where she's going to appear.
Joseph and Vince.
I have no idea what happened.
Nope. Just know she's gone.
Yet.
Here, Shamash. You get 11 hit points back.
She might just be invisible.
Yeah.
Thank you. Back up to 21.
And so you still got your bardic inspiration. You still got yours, right?
What does it do?
It gives you a D8 whenever you want to use it.
Woo!
On your attack roll.
16 plus 12 is 28 total between the two attacks. Okay, and biting is going to be pointless.
Yes.
Yeah, that's magical.
But you have to use it after you roll, but before he tells you whether you hit her.
I still bit him.
Okay.
Yeah, just dominance, if nothing else.
How much damage did you do?
For the bite?
Yeah, I know, for the other stuff.
No, 28 total for the two sword attacks.
Okay.
And I'm taunting him.
Is it my turn?
Yep.
Yay!
We're going to find out right now if she's dead, because you're going to shoot something else.
Actually, I know if she's dead or not, because she's still my...
She's dead. Oh, yeah. Actually, she isn't dead. She's no longer on this plane. That's not the same, I guess.
No, it is not.
Does the oath bow work across planes?
It says until she's dead.
Yeah.
You can shoot across planes. It's awesome.
While you're swerving, enemy lives.
Let me double check, because it may say, you know, it'll track your foe as long as they're on the plane.
I don't think he gets that detailed.
It doesn't, because I have all of it
right
now. Yeah.
That's exactly it? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a mic call there.
It goes away at like a
dawn,
day or...
I think.
Dawn, right? The next day it'll go away. We're going to have to rest after this anyway, because we're pretty much tapped out on spells. All
right.
So I go, whatever you did, Bart, she's not dead yet. But I know she's not in the room, because I know where she's at, I think.
Well, you know she's on a different plane,
well, I don't
then.
Know. You wrote it down, you said.
Or until dawn 7 days later.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
So somebody needs to be staying watch for 7 days after this?
Yeah, her oath bow is not good for 7 days. As long as the chick is alive.
Nothing I use is good for 7 days.
Oh, well, you might be going to hell then.
Well, you go to hell.
She can choose. Oh, no. Yeah. When your sworn enemy dies, you can choose a new one.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that it affects all other weapons.
Hey, oath is a serious thing.
It does give an extra 3d6 damage, and that's kind of nice.
That's like all hitting right, it with a two-handed sword, right?
Are you going to attack the other one with disadvantage?
Might as well.
Everybody just missed that reference.
I might as well take out my sword this time. Yeah.
He said, oh, the other time.
Move her up.
Oh, Stormlight Chronicles, Oathbreaker. Oh, come on, Vince.
So that's a 15.
That is not a hit. Scott?
All right.
You still distracting?
I'm still trying to distract this thing.
Well, you're successful.
Then you had normal attack then.
Oh, yeah, he's distracted.
He's distracted. No, he would give her advantage because he's doing the aid.
He's got to go first.
Oh, never mind.
He aren't does you that if she waited.
I was more afraid of you than
for an opportunity.
The demon dude.
Yeah, but...
Then, Ren.
Acid whip?
Yep.
You get advantage.
I get advantage?
Yeah. So
first
D20.
Attack against him after Scott does that.
Your wingman's flapping in his eyes. Yeah,
how about a 12,
yeah.
Mike?
A 12 is not a hit.
No, I'm sorry. Not a 12. I'm sorry.
No, I haven't given it to
him. It's a 15, right?
15, yeah.
Still is not a hit.
No.
Still lose a spell slot, though.
And then David. We are learning something from this battle about devils.
Yeah.
They're assholes.
They're evil.
They're susceptible to acid. She's knocked out. She's done a lot of damage to them with acid.
I've killed two bitches. What have y'all been doing?
Keeping everybody alive.
Risking my puny life.
I've got soaking
hit
point damage.
Risking my puny life so you can.
Well, I got advantage.
Yes, because he's distracted.
Well, Shamash has died twice.
No, it's only once. So it's the next attack. So.
Oh, did you do advantage?
Yep.
Okay.
She missed. 5 and 8 didn't really help.
And you missed?
That's a 15, yeah.
Yeah.
15 is the magic number. There's been three.
Yeah, 3
of
is
them.
A magic number.
Yeah, but there's been 3 15.
All right. Who always is within range of him? Everybody, pretty
me.
Much.
Come on, bring it.
Nope,
bring it.
Not.
I'm the biggest
I'm
and scariest.
I'm still invisible.
I'm definitely in range of
I'm
him.
I'm still invisible.
I'm the biggest.
No, you're
I'm
not.
The biggest
not.
And scariest.
Physical attack makes you no longer invisible.
I haven't used it.
Oh, yeah,
you have.
The acid whip.
That's a magic attack.
It's
a physical
attack. You had to roll to hit.
It's not even physical attack. It's just attack.
Yeah, it's just attack.
And you're the one he's attacking, too.
Okay.
Me or her?
Her. I rolled randomly. And
but I'm the biggest and scariest.
He chose her.
I did
like,
attack him last.
He saw what she
and
did.
And I did
to the
I've
other
got
two.
A question
friends,
before
so.
You yeah, attack. Can I use a move my athletic skill to move over, knock her out of the way, and take the hit for her?
No.
Can I use a bonus action?
Not athletics, no. Huh?
No, you
can
need
I
a
use
reaction.
A bonus action?
What is your bonus action?
There's feats and stuff that do that.
Noble effort.
I have Misty Step as a bonus action. I
so
can
I can't
that's a reaction. You have to use it as a reaction.
Can I use it as a reaction?
That would be after he attacks.
Oh, okay.
On your
still
turn.
Getting used to how fifth that works.
Right. Yep.
You got anything. Forked for 18.
Ouch.
Tail missed.
You're just forking around again.
And I'll randomly determine who he's hurling flame at. Oh, you.
Pass all those dudes.
He gets disadvantage.
Awesome. He gets disadvantage.
No, he's right behind him.
I'm right. Oh, you
no, no.
pointed over
I
here.
Am.
Your finger is pointing at me.
Sorry.
It doesn't matter. He's still raised. Using a ranged attack in melee. So
disadvantage.
Doesn't matter who he targets. He's getting disadvantage.
And he's still hit. Because he's not got a good armor class.
16
now. Yep, that ain't good enough. 17 points of fire damage. And if anything you have on is flammable, it's on fire.
All right, stop, drop, roll. I'm at 0, but I do have that thing about it. I'm not out. So I'm stop, drop, and roll.
What thing, Bobby?
I don't know. I can't
where
translate
can,
what you said.
I understood it. It's where you can keep on going even though you're
not,
zero.
Like the Die Hard
zero?
Thing? That,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Dan.
Mom, stop, drop, and roll.
All right, Dan. Kick his ass.
Sorry.
Why are you breaking shit, Scott?
This is why we can't have nice things, man. You're breaking pencils and stuff.
You're out of stuff.
You want me to use the wand again? Okay.
Go
no.
for it. I want you to use the wand every time.
No.
Oh, all right. Go ahead. I'm ready to write down the numbers.
Heal me. Heal me.
You're too far away.
Use the wand. Use the wand.
I'm not too far away. You can get to me. Heal me.
Use the one.
How much life do you have left?
Maybe I just have the one go off anyway.
You got more than I do.
and then more than the guy that's on fire on the floor.
I'm gonna
heal you. Oh my god.
I've got you. Good. So far.
I'm gonna jump over and heal her.
9,000.
Don't worry about attacking. You can actually.
100.
Not if he transports his ass.
The guy that's zero on the floor.
Don't worry about it.
Guys.
91.95, correct?
Yep.
Rolling on the floor. Zero.
Because if he keeps using this, eventually
the world's going to blow up.
The world's going to blow up in a supernova. But that's going to be the most epic TPK ever.
You just
want to
make a new character.
No. If it's
going to
go,
I don't
that's not a TPK, that's a TWK.
That works too. Yeah. All right. So.
You have to go through microscope again.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right.
That is really weird. The room is now full of hungry dogs.
What?
Hey, great. I'm on fire.
The room smells like chicken.
The room is full of hungry dogs.
Okay.
I'm not going to actually put dogs in there. Just every space where there's not anybody, there's a dog.
Oh, shit.
Fuck you.
You don't know.
Pugs? Are they like little yucky dogs?
On a scale of 1 to 10, their size is...
Give me a 10.
Form
of corgis. Give me a 10.
They are 10s.
No!
No,
it's a swarm of noofies.
Cane Corsos, those things that were on Game of Thrones.
I hate you and your ass face.
The ones that Ramsay had on Game of Thrones, those are Cane Corsos.
Do I control them?
No, they're just there and they're hungry. It doesn't say they're attacking anybody. They're just there and they're hungry. Joseph and Vince. It's going to be hard to move. We're going to treat the whole room like difficult terrain now if you're doing any moving.
Hate you and your ass face.
I'll take the 20.
Major image. He's covered in
peanut butter. Meat.
Oh, and it smells. Later. See? Right. Did it work?
We're done.
It worked. Drop the mic.
It's not magic.
It is magic.
The dogs that attack isn't magic?
They don't have magic attacks, but if they're all jumping on him.
As long as the dogs
are distracted.
Or don't have an inkling to make an intelligence check to see that it's an illusion. It smells like meat.
Since they are big dogs and he is only large size, I'm going to say they knock him down to the ground.
36 points of damage.
They're going to lick him to death.
Between my two attacks.
Animals? They're going to start they're real? They're not illusions?
Yes, they are real, yes.
I don't know. It's up to Mike.
What?
Let's see.
What'd you
say? We're debating whether they're going to eat him or just lick him.
Well, they can't do damage because they don't have magic.
They don't have magic teeth. They can't eat him. They're trying to eat your illusions.
Is that the last dude?
Yes. Christy, now you have advantage to him. He's on the ground if you can get through the dogs. They are real dogs, by the way. They're not all illusions.
She's right up there, so.
And they're not
going to last an hour.
And they're not
going. And
they're not going away.
No, they're here forever.
I kind of want to befriend one of them. I was like, oh, what about puppy?
What is that one?
I have crap tons of meat in the bag of holding that I keep from all of our hunting and stuff. We can feed them all. We can have.
They don't hate me.
However many there is.
Yeah, this is the second time I've used this same trick.
There, those,
I know,
yes.
They're so cute.
He's a big sweetie.
What kind of dogs are those?
Cane Corso.
What?
Cane Corso.
Like a $3,000 puppy.
Like a Mastiff and a Dane kind of thrown together somehow.
Yeah.
My dog.
Two dogs that really are big enough and didn't need to be bred together. Great Danes are large. So are Mastiffs. Hey,
Christy,
what if they mix?
Your turn.
And
you
have
like 80 dogs.
Your disadvantage is nullified because the advantage because he's prone.
Like, you got animal handling?
No.
I have to try a charisma roll then.
I was joking, actually. I don't want to hurt any of them, though.
They're all over the devil, so.
Yeah, but at worst, it's going to be, you know.
Eating illusionary meat.
Can you imagine the angel? The hell?
All right, Oda, I'm reporting this because I have to.
You're not going to believe this. 89 dogs just went through here.
No, 101. Just over 100 of these dogs.
I keep seeing it in Christmas Story. The dogs come in and the turkey.
Yep, yep.
I go for the door.
Okay.
I sheath my bow.
You're not going to finish them off?
All right, you can open it.
I don't want to hurt the dogs, and there's really no way to...
Sure. You're right up there.
Well, yeah.
It's not going to be easy to get through.
Yeah. Ah!
Well, if you go kind of around the outside, they're looking for that meat.
Like the trailer park girls.
Around the outside. She wants to
know. Wow. Okay, then wow. I'll
finish them off.
Go around and...
Just finish them off.
Finish them off, I guess.
You're welcome.
Wait, over here?
Or not.
You missed with advantage?
She doesn't get advantage because she has disadvantage. Advantage.
Yeah, it's regular, but it nullifies it out. But you get more than one attack, right?
Oh, that's right. Ah.
Did you kill a dog?
Maybe.
Only if you fumble.
That's a 13.
Let's see. I'll take away his dexterity bonus.
Oh, my bardic inspiration.
He should be restrained, right?
That's a D8, right?
Yeah, you hit him.
Yes, if you want to use it.
A 16.
You hit him.
Yay!
In other words, Mike's done with his fight. He's ready to move on.
I think this fight is done with itself.
That'll be 11 points of damage.
All right. Ren, Scott.
If I'm still on fire after rolling on the ground.
You're not on fire.
The dogs put you out.
There's a hungry dog saliva.
That or one of them just got... Too much
oh,
to
God,
drink
there's going
to
be saliva everywhere.
Where's Scar? Huh? Where's Scar? Where's Scar? Scar, throw me a magical dagger.
I don't have a magical dagger.
You got a magical sword, you got a magical short sword. What do you got?
Magical sword.
You have a spare one. Damn it.
Then hold your turn and let me go.
All right, Ren, go.
I can't distract him anymore because there's 100 dogs on him. He's pretty well distracted.
He's pretty well distracted already.
So I walk over towards the door and just start reading it.
Just let the fight finish.
I know, that's why I'm sitting over there reading it. I let her... I do the Mortal Kombat thing. Finish him!
I'm trying to see if I have,
you want me to pull out
anything that gives me advantage.
If you could do that...
It doesn't matter. I mean, you already have advantage.
Yeah.
I do have advantage?
Yeah, because he's prone.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you can just, you know.
Okay.
If you pull out him with a stick.
Well.
If you kill him by pulling
some dogs might
spine,
die,
I will
but
build
you
a
know.
Shrine to
I'm chaotic neutral, so that's okay.
Oh no, it's still not okay. But go ahead.
Is she really trying to pull out his spine?
No.
I need to remember Deidre would
I'm going
to
hit
dog.
Him with a witch bolt. But
Christy would not.
It's a first level spell, but I'd like to cast it as a fourth level spell, please.
And what does that do?
It just gives me more dice when I
okay. What is it?
Is that all right? Blue energy towards a creature within range, forming a sustained arc of lightning between your target. Ranged attack on a hit, the target takes 1d12 of lightning on each of your turns for the duration. And I get an extra D12 for each slot level above first, so that's
okay.
So that's 4 dice, and then I'm going to use Empowered Spell, and that gives me another 4. So that gives me 8 D12.
Yep, you're killing dogs.
That's okay.
Because it's an arc of electrical energy.
No, she's not.
No, well...
The 8 is...
You only need a 13 to hit him.
Yeah, I have a 15.
That's a hit.
Alright, so, can I borrow some D12s, guys?
12?
Yeah, I have 1,
okay, give me
2,
a second.
So I guess everybody at B-Skill is getting a cane.
4,
system,
so. I have 5, I need 8, so
I have
3.
Well, I have animals, we'll be able to talk to the dogs, get them on our side.
I need 1 more.
They can guard the door.
Hmm?
Woo!
They can guard the door.
Okay.
What, you got it already?
Math. Dan, you went away.
I'm coming.
It's not his job.
It's normally your job, but you're not sitting
22.
That's your fault.
30.
Okay.
37.
All right, he's gone. And the dogs are like, what the heck happened to the food? And you took out... You took out 4 dogs also.
So how many of them are there? 20?
However many empty squares they were in there.
So... I'll activate Speak with Animals from a ring of animal friendship I have.
We'll just say there's 18, just to keep from having 100 of them.
So the Ring of Animal Influence that I have, I'll go ahead and turn on Speak with Animals. I'll pull out whatever meat we have left over, the black dragon meat and stuff like that, that we, you know, from the dragon, start throwing it out. And
so you have a dog pack now.
Nice.
I'm gonna sit.
I'm gonna use my arcane recovery to recover 4 spell levels. Are we staying here?
No, I think we need to get that.
Can we rest, please? Can we go back in the room with the giant angel and rest?
We don't need to. We can go in there and rest with him if you want, but he's not
going
to do anything.
Help me do anything.
Remember, this thing is supposed to reset, too.
I say we go through the door behind them.
Okay.
Okay, but I need healing first, so.
No, we're going to go and rest right by this door.
All
right.
Well, here, I can give her.
Mr. One Hit Point over here.
I need healing.
I can give her the potion of
superior. No, same potion. We'll just full rest up.
Hit points?
12.
Who else is badly hurt?
1 hit point. I may be on it.
No,
I'm
not.
And I'm low level. A lot. Yeah.
I'm.
Yeah, how many?
But 22. I only need.
Oh, that's overkill for me. So I'm
like, 6 more points.
I'm right at
6.
I'm
seven.
Down by
7.
Yep. 14.
Thank you.
How bad are you?
I'm at 21 of 43. What is the door saying here?
It might not say anything.
It might say, you idiots.
What's behind the door?
Staircase.
I'm down.
Running this way and going down that way.
Say that again?
Yeah. Going
staircase. Right behind the door. Uh-huh. It runs this way and goes down in that direction.
Oh, okay.
You know, we're going to have to.
Can I steal
I'm
this?
I'm down. Yeah. 22.
Actually, you get 22.
17.
Actually, if you flip it over, it might be a staircase on the other side. Nope.
I was down.
What is that?
Like pews.
I'll give you 16.
I'm up. He gave me
I cured him. Well, I know, but I can go ahead and just get, you know. Oh, yeah, yeah. Then I can
so that way I can just get it on the you, okay. That you heal.
It's not about it.
So I'll go ahead and give you your 16. So out of your 22, I'll give 6 of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still down 22.
Can we take a short rest?
All right.
I'll be fine. Until
I say
no,
we take
but
a long
you don't
rest
have,
here.
You don't
so
have,
I'm saying 2 spells left. I know Bark's pretty much out.
I'm out.
I'm getting close to tapped, so we need to make some kind of rest.
Yeah.
So I can make the tiny hut here, and we'll be safe in that.
Are we going through the door or
the traps resetting? But
we can do
I'd
it.
Rather them reset while we're in here. I mean,
we can do it on the other side of the door. The tiny hut occupies interdimensional space. It doesn't matter where I put the hut at.
Okay, so yeah, let's do it on the other side.
We can go to the other side of the door. I can make it there, and we can all stay in it there.
Sounds like a plan.
Because that's all my high-level spell slots. And I don't want to be down to cantrips as we get further down.
No, don't you regain those after a long rest?
Yeah. So if we, yeah,
it
so
creates
if we can
a 10-foot dome that 9 of us can get under. So we can, right there, and we're all invisible in that hut. It's kind of crowded, but.
But can we?
10-foot dome?
Can we take a long
10-foot
rest?
10-foot dome that'll hold 9 people. It'll hold 9. It's bigger on the inside.
Oh, it's a TARDIS.
So it takes up that square right there. We're on the other side of the door. We can camp there.
Well, if it's crowded, I can sit on the outside for
don't
a while.
Don't need to be. Everybody
not
fits.
Crowded.
Everybody fits.
Okay.
So we can take a long rest.
So, are we doing that? Are we taking a long rest?
Well, so here's the deal. So, whenever we do a, even if we only do a short rest, we can spend hit die. So we can go ahead and
it's about
and
spells.
Get
that's
what it's about spells.
I know, but the is that going to be which is the bigger issue? Is if this place
spells
resets on us?
Spells.
Well, that's why we're here.
Okay.
Considering
not
the things
here.
That we just fought could only be damaged with magic, the people with the spells need to recharge their spells.
Okay.
And I got to recharge key, and my staff is striking.
So, long rest?
So, what you want to do is you want to spend half of your hit die.
Yeah, you
want to
spend half
up.
Your hit die right now.
Because when you take a long rest, you'll get half of your hit die back.
I got 8 d8.
Okay, well, I'm already healed. Bart healed me for the rest of the damage that I had, so.
Oh, and everybody gets an extra.
D6.
Bless you.
Extra sneeze?
An extra d6.
Per hit die spent?
Yeah. No, just an extra flat d6.
On top. Okay, so we're taking a long rest.
Yep.
Yes?
And I will tell you that at the bottom of the stairs is what's most likely going to be another long combat. So we might want to stop
rest.
Here.
Long rest.
So that's it.
Yay!
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.